All right, so as we typically do on Channel 9, we have exit interviews.
I didn't know we did this.
You didn't?
I've never
given
it.
We did it for Rory. Remember that?
I did Rory's exit interview?
Well, we did it for Rory.
We did it for Rory.
We did it for Scoble.
We did it for Scoble.
I hammered Scoble,
did you?
Too. I love you, Robert. But yeah, that was fun.
I didn't realize this was a thing. I should watch more.
Yeah, so listen, let's get right off the bat. You're leaving Channel 9.
I am.
Why?
I'm leaving Channel 9 because I got an opportunity to go over to Inside Xbox,
okay,
which is a programming channel on your Xbox Live, on the dashboard, to create new shows and to help create programming. And I've always loved the gaming space.
Okay.
And so when I'd say when my career really started to gain some momentum about 10 years ago, it was at G4, which was a gaming network, which is how I got recruited to come here.
Yep.
And I loved it then. And even here, I always wanted to cover Xbox stuff.
And you always have.
And I always have. And I love game developers. I love the industry, like the people that make games. It's very creative, and I love the storytelling aspect of it.
Sure.
And so I've been here for a little over 5 years now, and it was just the right time. I don't think, if I would have left any sooner, it wouldn't have been right. I wasn't ready to go. But I'm sad to leave the community and leave the team, and we have a great team. You know, Channel 9 is so much fun. So it wasn't a super easy decision, but it's the right decision. So
excellent.
And I'm very excited.
Sure.
So,
well, I mean, the stuff you've done on Channel 9 has been excellent. Like the Visual Studio documentary.
Yes.
I know a lot of developers out there really enjoyed that. And the history of Microsoft.
Yeah, the history of Microsoft.
These are
series.
Things that have nothing to do with games, Tina.
They have no, and they don't, and I love that history stuff. Well, I think what's great about it and what's been so unique about being on Channel 9 is having the opportunity to do really whatever we want, right? Mm. What do we think people want to see? What do we think is going to be interesting? And being able to be in a safe environment where you can take creative risks, which is really kind of unheard of from a programming standpoint. Mm. You don't often get that without people breathing down your neck and do this and don't do that. And Jeff and Dan and Neil are just kind of like, let's just try it. Like, right, the Visual Studio documentary. It's like, why haven't we done this before? Let's try it. It was a really ambitious project, and we're still talking about it 2 years after it shipped, you know. And it's been fun, and I've gotten to do some comedy stuff and some serious stuff, and it's been great. And I don't feel like I'm going far. I'm only going to go to Studio C.
Yep.
And so we'll definitely be keeping in touch, you know, with the Xbox, and the Channel 9 has a great partnership. So. Yep. I don't see me going too far, but...
So are you going to do things on your show, for example, talking to... I can't remember her name, but you know who
Corinne
I'm
talking
about. Corinne Yu. Yeah, so...
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Is she going to get on the your
stuff?
Yeah,
absolutely.
What's the deal?
Yeah, no, she's a great fit. So Corinne is someone who the Channel 9 audience loved. She's this just super smart game maker.
Yeah.
You know, works for 343. And absolutely. So the tech with Tina that I've been doing here, I'm still going to be doing. So we'll still be talking to people that make games, you
excellent.
Know, really diving into the tech behind games. It's not going to be just hosted, scripted stuff from events. You know, we really try to mix it up. So, you know, Inside Xbox has a great future. I mean, Xbox is growing every day. It's a really exciting platform. And for me, for a TV person who loves to create programming, it's just a little kid in the candy store.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait to get over there and start just creating new shows that I think gamers and tech and just anyone that's on Xbox Live is going to enjoy. But yeah, Corinne, I'm sure, will come back on. In fact, Larry, I'm shooting over there. I start on Monday. Larry's got, you know, this new tower defense.
Yes,
you know,
Script TD.
I'm going to be interviewing him about that.
Good.
So we're going to keep the... I'm not going far. I won't be across from you. I'm going to miss Charles because every time Charles comes in, he walks by, always tan. What's
always
up, Mama?
Tan.
That's what he says. What's up, Mama?
Oh,
right?
It's my genetics.
It's your genetics. So I'm gonna miss the people. I'm gonna absolutely miss. You know, being on Channel 9 is such a unique opportunity, and and I'm sorry to say goodbye to it, but I feel like we'll be together for a long time.
Excellent.
You know?
Well, I mean, your shows might stream through us a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
Why not? Dan was talking about when it fits, it'd be great to still have it on Channel 9, and then I'll be reaching out to you guys for some stuff from programming stuff. I think you guys will be reaching out to us for some I think we're just going to have a better, you know, a better partnership. Now, you're not a big gamer, so the Xbox...
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
So tell me what.
I'll tell you what.
Because I'm going to get you your gamer.
This works for me.
Okay.
This works for me.
How
in
does
the following
this work for
sense.
You?
Of all the currently existing kind of the currently existing software that's used by in the consumer space, for the most part, like games, mm-hmm. those are all written in native code.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know about going native, and I'm mm-hmm. a big fan of that. And
yes.
People on Channel 9 are going to see me write C++. They're going to see me do a lot more than they probably expect me to do.
It's great.
But I am going native. I've gone native.
Okay.
For a while now. So you are working with some killer native devs over there. I'm talking killer.
Okay.
And I want to be able to meet them. So you are going to be a spy.
Yes, I will be a spy.
And so, I'll ping you.
Great.
Hook me up.
They found out I'm a Russian spy, so they're shipping me the Xbox and getting me off of Channel 9. That'll be great. I would love to do that.
Cool.
I look forward to meeting them myself. So I think these are ways that I'm hoping that from a developer and a tech standpoint, this relationship will be able to enhance the kind of content that we can bring to Channel 9, because
yeah.
now you have somebody on the inside.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good for everybody. But I'm so thankful to the Channel 9 community. It's been so great to really work for them,
sure.
you know, and bring them great content. And they're so honest.
Yeah.
And they tell you what they like, and they tell you what they don't like, and they're very committed and dedicated. And I will still be hopping on there to
Excellent.
See what you guys are
now,
doing.
Now, I know what Tina's trying to do right now, and I will say
what
this.
What am I trying to do?
You're the queen of the 3-minute, the 2-minute, you know.
Are we done?
The 1.5-minute, no.
It's been great.
We could end now, but we're not going to.
All right, whatever you want to know.
Yeah, so we're going to keep on going, because this is Channel 9.
He knows that I get anxious when I have to talk for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
This is not going to be short.
Okay.
Cool. So, in some sense, what are you going to be doing exactly
okay.
in your new role?
Now, I'm not there yet, right? And so, but my main job is to create new shows for Inside Xbox, which is it's sort of like the original programming channel on the Xbox Live.
Okay.
Okay. So when you go onto your Xbox and you go to the Inside Xbox channel, mm-hmm. there's a variety of shows. Like, we have, like, Hot Apps is on there now, Tech with Tina. They've got Major's Minute, mm-hmm. Insider Moves. My job is to help create new shows to mm-hmm. help grow and expand that audience, right?
Okay.
And to really reach out to gamers and give them what they want. So it's doing the same thing that I did here, but with a different audience and a different platform. So instead of doing it on Channel 9 in the developer and the tech space, it's really doing it in the Xbox Live space, right? Which is growing, reaching out to more women, reaching out to,
Good.
You know, it just, so, and it's always changing, right? Hmm. So that's primarily what it is, just to, like how I created the history of Microsoft here, the Visual yep. Studio documentary, mm-hmm. Tech with Tina, mm-hmm. You know, campus tours, mm-hmm. what's going to work over there, right?
Yeah.
And then I just sit at a big giant whiteboard and I think about it, right?
Yeah.
I meet with people over there. What are we missing? What are our gaps? What do we need? What's exciting? What's original that you can't find anywhere else?
Sure.
And we take risks and we give it a shot and then mm-hmm. we grow the hell out of it, right?
Excellent.
We succeed and we all live happily ever after.
Great.
So that's the job, yeah.
Okay.
It's really the same thing.
Well, I mean, in some sense, the audience, though, is slightly different because you're dealing with, in many cases, the sort of the consumer aspect of...
Yes.
...of gaming and experience computing.
So,
you know, you have to do the short kind of fad. You're not going to put going deep on Xbox Live,
You won't
huh?
do going deep, but I don't agree that it all has to be short and fast. I mean, I think...
Good.
When I watch my Xbox, I watch it... I mean, I watch Netflix, right? I stream my stuff. So I'll watch a 2-hour movie through my couch the same way that I would watch television. So part of my job is getting in there and seeing what that data says. Like, what is that? Mm-hmm. Like, it's different than watching something on the internet. And I think you've proven with your shows, mm-hmm. everybody will tell you people don't watch things on the internet for more than 35 seconds long. That's your typical, right?
All right.
You don't shoot anything less than 45 minutes, and your shows do great, and people love it.
Well,
and
actually,
learn stuff.
With going native, we're trying to aim for 30 minutes.
That's great.
Well, I don't know if we're going to pull it off, but keep on going. Sorry.
So what
you.
I'm saying is I don't know that I think when the content is right mm-hmm. and it works and when you can make 40 minutes feel like 5 minutes, you've done a great job and you've succeeded. Right?
Totally.
You just don't want 40 minutes to feel like a 3-hour long flight.
Agreed.
That's when you need to maybe tighten it up a little bit. So I don't know what we're going to do. I haven't gotten in there yet
uh-huh.
to make any of those decisions or to experiment at all, but we'll see. I mean, I love long form.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of long-form stuff, so hopefully we'll be able to introduce some of that if it fits and if it works.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of the things I know I've wanted and missed from the Xbox team in terms of content they produce is the Xbox itself is actually pretty interesting, right? The operating system that's on it, the way the hardware is configured, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How you write software for it, how kind of, hatcheted down the memory is.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard to just do whatever you want on an Xbox. In fact, you can't.
Sure.
Right? For understandable reasons.
Sure.
I'd love to learn more exactly about how that whole system works from hardware up to the software stack.
So maybe something that we could, I mean, I don't know the answer.
No,
right?
No, but I'm saying, but now that you're going
Yes, I can find the people that know the answer to come to you.
To come to me, or you do it on your show and distill it down to one of your excellent.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is something that we have kind of gone back and forth. That there's certain, like,
you mean
better.
Us over the years?
You and I. We have a great relationship.
This is inside baseball. Perfect. Speak.
We have a great, we've had a lot of fun.
We have good conversations.
We have good conversations and we've had a lot of fun. So, but what I was saying is that you get that, right? Mm-hmm. You have an understanding of when you open up the Xbox from a developer's perspective. That's a great conversation that you should be having. Mm-hmm. Just because I cover the Xbox right now doesn't mean I'm the right person. Now, I can do that. Mm-hmm. But you have a great ability, a natural just conversation that you can actually have, where I'd have to have note cards, maybe some pre-interview questions, because he may, like if Corinne says something, I may not know exactly what the natural follow-up would be.
Sure.
So I would like to bring those people to you for Channel 9 so that you
Rock
can
it.
Go deep with them.
Do it.
You've got the interest in it. Let's open it up,
Let's open it up.
Crack it up, you know, open it up and really see how it works. So when I get over there, I'll be meeting these people and I will certainly be, I would love, whatever you want. Charles,
Thanks.
Whatever
Please,
you want.
Just push them over here. Especially the devs, man.
The devs. I even have, like, free post-its in my office that I'm going to leave
can
for you.
Can I have
if you
them?
Want. You can have them.
How about your couch? Who gets the couch? You're bringing it.
No.
I'll take it.
You can have it.
I'll crash on my couch. I'm going to be writing a lot of code.
You want the couch?
Yeah.
It's yours.
I'll have to sleep in my office.
It's yours.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
You've
not taking it.
You heard that here live.
I'm not taking the couch. It won't fit. The office
right on.
Is a little bit smaller.
I'll take it.
It's yours. Dude.
Thank you.
I have a lot of memories on that couch, man.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You always used to get your makeup put on there.
Charles, that is not fair.
It's not?
No, I've never had my makeup put on the couch.
Are you serious?
No, I sit in the director's
chair. Sit in the director's
Everyone
chair.
Knows that gets their
right
professional
on.
Makeup done.
Right on.
You can have whatever you want in my office.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for all of the good stuff you've done for Channel 9.
Thank you very
I think
much.
You single-handedly really helped us broaden our audience. And what I mean by that is people always love the old school stuff, but you really brought in, hey, let's try to do like a movie or let's try to do like a real documentary. Where we don't have too much back and forth, but it's like you'd see on television. So you've actually helped make content that's just as useful on a TV as it is on someone's computer from Channel 9. That's Rockstar.
I appreciate
so
that.
So we do appreciate that because
Thank you.
We're now shooting stuff in HD.
I know. I never thought I'd see the
Can
day.
Can you believe that?
Charles was just asking about a camera and audio, and I was like, 5 years ago,
White balance, man.
I would love to go back to 5 years ago. I wish we had a time lapse
Me
of
too.
How much we've grown. I do too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how much it has changed, and it's the beauty of it. And
sure.
the beauty of the position has been how much it has changed, but it's been such a fun, fun ride. And now the team, we're going to go celebrate, and we're going to go have some lunch, and I'm going to have a drink, and I'm going to celebrate with my peeps and my friends. And if anybody is the heart behind Channel 9, it's you. So thank you for, you know, letting me come into your world and be a part of it.
Excellent. We're going to miss you.
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Peace.